This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days of Prayer. In these teachings, you'll learn how to cultivate a powerful prayer life and experience breakthroughs in your relationship challenges, financial difficulties, bad habits, health crises, and many other areas of your life. Don't miss a single day of this life-changing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to grow a deeper, more vibrant prayer life with the amazing 40 Days of Prayer DVD study with workbook. This 6-part study featuring Pastor Rick is perfect for your personal Bible study or for use with your small group. And you can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part 3 of a message called How to Pray Throughout Your Day.
God says, if you line up with my plan and purpose, I will help you get your work done. One of the great promises in the Bible, the next verse, Matthew 6:33. If you seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, that's his plan, his purpose, his agenda. You seek God's kingdom and his agenda, all the other things will be given to you as well. So, I don't have enough time, put God's agenda first. I don't have enough money, put God's agenda first. I don't have enough energy, put God's agenda first. I don't know which way to turn at work, I got a major decision to make, put God's agenda first. I don't know how I'm gonna finish this assignment at school, put God's agenda first. And if in the midday, that sixth hour, say the 9 or 10 o'clock, you just go, I just want to remind myself, God, I'm more interested in what you want me to do than I am what I want to do. And when you do that, it's going to open up all kinds of power. He says, I will make everything else take care of yourself if you put me first. How do you do that? How do you put God first? Well, how about every day at midday, in the morning, just go, God, I just want to remind yourself, I want your plan and your purpose, your will be done in my life. All right? Now, about this time, a little bit later, you're starting to get hungry. It's coming up on lunchtime. And we're coming up on that noon hour. There's no bell gonna ring, unless you're in grade school. And nothing takes so long as the last 2 minutes of class. Remember those clocks that would tick backwards before they went forward? Tick, 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 tick. And you go, and when that goes back, goes tick, and everybody jumps up before it ticks there, because they know what's gonna happen next. Now we come to lunch. What do I do at lunch? All right, number 4, list my needs at lunch. I list my needs at lunch. And at lunchtime's a good time for you to talk to God about all the things you need. You started the day with gratitude, and then you blessed his name at breakfast, and now you've committed yourself again to his plan and purpose for your life. Now you come to lunch, God says, what do you need? Seek first the kingdom of God. Now everything else will be given to you. What do you need? Now, it's lunchtime, so you may be eating a sandwich, and that can remind you of the fourth phrase, give us this day our daily bread. And that's the fourth phrase of the Lord's Prayer. And you can pray it at noon, give us this day our daily bread. Now, what is bread? Bread represents everything you need. It represents money. In fact, people often call bread money bread. You got any bread on you? It can represent money. It can represent resources. It can represent contacts. It can represent a contract. It can represent a husband or a girlfriend or a wife. It can represent anything you want or need. It's the stuff that fulfills you. It's the stuff that sustains you. And so bread's not just talking about bread. It's talking about anything you need in your life. And the Bible says that God says to you, I want you to pray this every day. Give us this day our monthly bread? No. Our weekly bread? No. Give us this day our daily bread. God, give me what I need for today. God isn't really interested in giving you what you need next year, because you wouldn't have to trust him. You wouldn't have to have any faith. You wouldn't have to depend on him. When God fed the children of Israel, they were coming out of Egypt and they were going to the promised land, he gave them manna. It only lasted a day. It would rot. They couldn't store it up. It literally was daily bread. And so they had to depend on God. God, you gave me enough strength for yesterday, but I'm gonna need strength today. And tomorrow I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna say, I need strength. This afternoon, I got a major contract. I got a major project. I've got a conflict I've got to deal with. I've got a meeting that I have to be at that it's not going to be very fun. I have to do some bills. I have to organize some papers. God, I've got stuff coming up in my life. Give me this day my daily bread. I need more intelligence. And this afternoon, I'm going to ask you to help me to have that. So it represents everything you need to live. What do I do when I list my needs at lunch? Well, you can make a list, you can make a prayer list, or you can just, while you're eating your sandwich or you're in and out or whatever you're eating, just go, God, here's some stuff I really need help with. Lunchtime's a good time to do that. And that's the fourth part of praying throughout the day. What do I do? Two things, write these down. I ask for anything I need. You don't need to be embarrassed. God, I need a new car. I want to suggest that before you go buy something, you ask God to give it to you first. Just give him a chance. He may not, but you may miss a blessing. Because the Bible says you have not because you ask not. One day you're going to get to heaven, and there are going to be warehouses up there filled with all kind of cool stuff. And you're going to walk into those warehouses and there'll be a tag on every item, all this cool stuff. And on the tag, every tag will say the same thing, never asked for. You need a surfboard? You're a surfer? You can ask God. Is there anything that's illegitimate? No. If you're interested in it, you can ask for it. My job is to just ask. God's job is to figure out, yeah, that's a good thing. No, that's not a good thing. And so I ask for anything I need. John 14, Jesus said, you can ask for anything in my name. Circle that word, anything. You have not because you ask not. But at lunchtime, I don't only list all my needs. The next thing is I ask for what other people need too. You got a friend who needs something? You got a family member who needs something? Why don't you ask for it at lunch tomorrow? When you pray for somebody else, when you ask on somebody else's behalf, that's called intercession. That's the technical term for it. When you pray for yourself, it's called petition. When you pray for somebody else, it's called intercession. You're interceding on their behalf. And at lunchtime, that's a good time to do both. The Bible says in 1 Samuel, Samuel says, chapter 12, verse 23, I'd be sinning against the Lord if I failed to pray for you. Do you ever sin? Yeah, sometimes you sin because you don't pray for people you love, and you should be. Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin against God by failing to pray for you. If I, as your pastor, didn't pray for you, I would be sinning. That's why I pray for you. I love you, but I also don't want to sin. Because I don't just ask for me, I ask for we, I ask for us. In fact, it doesn't say, give me my daily bread. It says, give what? Us. Means you're in a family. So when you're asking God, don't just ask for yourself. Ask for other people. Give us, not just give me. It's give us our daily bread. Look at this verse, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus is the power of God by which he gives us, notice this, everything we need to live and to serve God. And we have these things because we know him. And you know, sometimes when you're at work, by noon, you're already stressed out because the day has not gone the way you wanted to. Your boss brought in an extra load of stuff, or something didn't come in the mail, or nothing is working out the right way, or the copy machine's on the fritz, or could be anything. people are out sick and you got to double up. And sometimes by noontime, you're pretty stressed out. Look at this verse on the screen. This is a good verse. Write this, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. You know this verse. Do not get anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. See that petition? That's what we're talking about in this one here. Petition is I'm asking God. I'm making my list. Don't get anxious about anything, but instead, in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. If you'll do this fourth kind of praying at lunchtime, your afternoon's gonna go a whole lot better. And you'll have the peace that passes understanding because you stopped for just a minute in the middle of the day and you prayed. Doesn't have to be long, but you just stop for a minute and you pray. And if you list all your needs at lunch, you're gonna go back to work after lunch just a little bit more peaceful. You need to not just feed your body at lunchtime, you need to feed your soul, all right? Now you come, you go back to work, mid-afternoon, that's when you wanna take a nap. And you're starting to get a little sluggish there, you're not real bright. But by mid-afternoon, I don't know about you, you know, I'm in the people business. And so I'm dealing with people all the time, and I don't know if you notice this, some of them kind of goofy. Some of them are frustrating. Some people, don't look at them, some people are disappointing. Some people hurt you intentionally and some unintentionally. And I don't know about you, by the time I get to mid-afternoon, I've got a stack of bad attitudes because of the people that I've had to listen to or deal with. And so in the afternoon, I got some attitudes and some actions and I've got some sins that have piled up by mid-afternoon. And so the fifth thing I do, write this down, I ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. I ask for forgiveness in the afternoon. And when I take a little prayer break in the afternoon, and I don't even tell people that I'm doing this. Sometimes I just get up from a meeting, go to the bathroom, and while I'm going to the bathroom, I talk to God. And in that point, in the afternoon, I just say, Lord, is there anything in my life I need to clean out? Is there any sin? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. God, is there something here that I need to just admit to you? I need to confess. I don't want to carry the garbage into the rest of the day. Now, it doesn't take a long time. It's just like taking out the garbage. Taking out the garbage doesn't take a long time, but it keeps your house from stinking. And if you don't take out the garbage in your soul every day, your soul starts stinking. Don't let sin stockpile in your life. First place, you start carrying guilt, and that's dumb. But now we come to the fifth statement in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verse 12. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. This is the kind of prayer. I told you there are different kinds of prayer. We've had thanksgiving or adoration, and we've had petition, okay? And we've had dedication. Now we've got confession. In confession, what I do, I just own up to my own wrong reactions. I admit my sins. And while I'm at it, I forgive everybody else who's sinned against me. Because I certainly don't want to hold on to grudges. They hurt you more than they hurt anybody else. You don't want to be carried around by resentment. Now, listen, read your pastor's lips right now. There is never any reason for you to walk around feeling guilty if you know the Lord. Some people actually think they're more spiritual by feeling guilty. I remember one time years ago, there was a lady who, she'd come to Saddleback, and after every service, I'd be out on the patio, and she said, you know, Pastor Rick, today God just spoke to me, and it was always something bad. Like, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. And she did this for like months, and finally one day I said, ma'am, does God ever say anything nice to you? Because my God isn't always, you know, causing me to be focused on that stuff. He knows I'm gonna see it. But if you do this on a regular basis in the afternoon, you just kind of take out the garbage, that's forgive us as, our sins as we forgive those sins against us. Doctors say most people could leave the hospital today except for guilt and resentment. Guilt over things I've done to hurt others, resentment over what other people have done to hurt me. And as a result, we regret the past and we worry about the future and we waste today and we crucify ourselves on the cross of guilt and resentment. That's dumb. You're not more spiritual feeling guilty. Jesus died on the cross so you don't have to carry guilt. And so every day you need to take out the garbage. It might be a good idea to do it in the afternoon. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Here's what I do, write this down. I admit my sins and I forgive others who frustrated me. There is no rational reason for carrying around guilt. Just confess it. Should I ever feel guilty? Yeah, for about 3 seconds. That's about how long it takes to admit it and ask forgiveness. And then it's cleaned up. Psalm 32, verse 5, a great, great verse. I confess my sins to you, and I didn't try to hide them. Then you forgave me, and now all of my guilt is gone. I remember driving down the street one day and I saw a sign in a service station, gas station, and it was talking about a certain kind of oil, and it said, a clean engine has more power. That's true of people too. When you let sin stockpile in your life and you have stuff there that you haven't confessed to God, it just clogs up the system. You're not running on all your cylinders. A clean engine has more power. A clean soul has more resilience, and you need resilience in today's world. So you, in the afternoon time, that break where it's 3 o'clock or whatever it is in the afternoon, you just take a little time and say, let's do some house cleaning. God, is there any sin, any attitude, any action? I just need to admit, I'll admit it to you. Now you're closing up your work and you're heading home. And you get in your car and you start to head home. By the way, did you know, studies have shown this, 90% of all arguments in the world happen 1 hour before dinner. Three words, low blood sugar. cranky. And you're tired and you're hungry and you got a low blood sugar and you come home and everybody takes it out on each other. The husband yells at the wife and the wife yells at the kids and the kid kicks the dog. The dog chases the cat. The cat bites the head off the Barbie doll. And there's a chain reaction going on. You need to just be aware that at the end of the day when you go home, that's a prime time for you to get in an argument. And knowing it is wise to ask for help. And so now we come to the sixth prayer time, and that's when you get home and you just take a minute. You know, and I'll tell you what I used to do. When my kids were growing up, you know, I listened to people's problems all day. When I talk to people and I carry them, and when I come home, I would pause at the door to our house, and I was gonna go, I'm not taking these problems in the house and dumping them on my wife and kids. I'm just not gonna do it. And so what I did is I found an old milk can at some antique store, and I painted it blue, and I stuck it out there in front of the front door, and I called it my worry and problem can. And every day when I'd come home, I would walk up and I go, Lord, you know all those problems? Half of them aren't solved yet, but I'm not taking them inside. I'm gonna dump them in this can right here. And tomorrow morning when I walk out, they'll still be there. But I'm not gonna load them on my wife and I'm not gonna load them on my kids because I don't wanna do that.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, But first, while we all experience disappointments, obstacles, and seemingly impossible circumstances in our lives, maybe you need a breakthrough in your marriage, your finances, relationships, or with habits and painful memories that have held you back. You'll get a breakthrough in your life when you seek one, and the way to do this is through prayer. That's why Pastor Rick created the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit. In this life-changing 6-session DVD and workbook study, Pastor Rick helps you cultivate a powerful prayer life. You'll learn how to pray for a breakthrough and how to pray with more confidence and greater faith than ever before. Get the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit today and experience the blessing of answered prayer. When you give a gift today to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the 40 Days of Prayer Study Kit to say thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of the 40 Days of Prayer DVD Study Kit, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There's only 2 days left to get yours, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope, and not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters, and I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this: Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. Holly, everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.